I didn't even know I needed it. I didn't know what it was. But when I found it, I want to tell you, it's life-changing. Thank the Lord for that this morning. And I believe, with no question in my mind, it'll be life-changing for every one of us. And it'll be the answers that we need in our lives today. I want to look at a few scriptures here and there. But first, in 2 Chronicles 2 and verse 16, I want to think about, I wrote on the board, Jesus took my burden. And I think about a burden. What is a burden anyway? You know, maybe this will kind of clear it up in our mind here in 2 Chronicles 2 and 16. And we will cut wood out of Lebanon. Now Solomon decided he was ready to build the temple. And it was a huge structure and it was an immense, beautiful place. It was a wonder of the ancient world. It was a wonder to many nations. And he said, we will cut wood out of Lebanon, long ways away from where they were building the temple anyway, especially back then, as much as thou shalt need, and we will bring it to thee in floats by sea to Joppa, and thou shalt carry it up to Jerusalem. And Solomon numbered all the strangers that were in the land of Israel after the numbering wherewith David his father had numbered them, and they were found in 150,000 and 3,600. 153,600. And he set 70,000 of them to be bearers of burdens. That's 70,000 men that Solomon set to be bearers of burdens. You know what they were doing? They were taking the wood from Lebanon and getting it to the sea and taking it across and then taking it back up to Jerusalem. I would call that a burden. I would call that too heavy for a man. Now, I don't know what those logs weigh, but I know what a stick of lumber weighs. And it can be more than we can carry by ourselves, isn't it? Sometimes. And 80,000 to be hewers in the mountain, that's 80,000 men to be cutting trees down, and 3,600 overseers to set the people a work. I would say there would need to be some overseers to make sure it happened, wouldn't you? Otherwise, the bearers of burdens might not bear their burden. But you know, that's what was going on back here in Solomon's time. And so here he had all these men to bring these things down, and I'm guessing they employed camels and maybe donkeys and horses. I don't know what all they did to get it there, and ships to I don't know how they got it along the way, but they pushed it through the sea, and they somehow got it down out of the mountains and out of the woods to there, and then they had to get it from there back up to the temple, which was an elevated place. So, you know, I look at that and I think that must have been a job. Must have been too big a job for a few people. It must have been too big a job for any of them to pick one of those big logs up. And so they had some heavy burdens, didn't they? This morning, we have some heavy burdens sometimes too. And by that, I'm just talking about things that are too big for us. They're just things that are too heavy for us that we cannot carry alone. And there isn't any way without some help to get there. And so I want to think this morning about this song, Jesus Took My Burden. But first I want to think a little bit about the writer of it. That was Johnson Oatman. He was a young fellow that he was ordained to preach at 19 years old. And at 36, he decided he would try his hand at hymn writing. He wrote something like 5,000 plus songs in his life. I read two different accounts of that. One of them said over 5,000. And I think about some of the songs that this man wrote. He wrote Alone with God, The World Forbidden. That's number 490 in our hymnal. Alone with God, O blessed retreat. I've always looked at those songs that he wrote as some of my favorites. I love the depth of what we hear in Johnson Oatman's songs. And we see there, he talks about being alone with God. He wrote, Count Your Blessings. Do we know that song? Count your many blessings, name them one by one, and it will surprise you what the Lord has done. Yeah. Higher ground. Have we heard that song? I'm pressing on the upward way. New heights I'm gaining every day. He wrote, No, Not One. Our evening light song number 298. Humble thyself to walk. If thou wouldst have the dear Savior from heaven, walk by thy side from the morn till the even. There is a rule that each day you must follow. Humble thyself to walk with God. What a challenge is in that. What a word we hear from one that says, Jesus took my burden and left me with a song. And what songs he started pouring out of his life. It's amazing, isn't it? And so we go on. I'm going to read a few more. I'll be a friend to Jesus. It starts like, well, one of the verses says, I'll be a friend to Jesus. My life for him I'll spend. I'll be a friend to Jesus until my years shall end. We know that song, don't we? The number 503 in our book, My Home is on the Rock. The everlasting rock. I do not fear when storms are near. My home is on the rock. Thank the Lord somebody met the Lord and he took their burden and gave them all kinds of songs. Isn't that wonderful this morning?
Yes.
You know what? God wants to take your burden and he wants to change it and he wants to convert it and give you songs.
Yes.
Something flowing out of your heart instead of complaint and trouble. And heartache, and you know what? The Lord takes all of that. It's okay for us to bring it to Him. Lord, here's all I've got. I don't have anything else. This is what I have in life. But you know what? He wants to make a trade. And He wants to give us a song in place of our burden. Whatever our burden is. The last mile of the way. You heard that song? If I walk in the pathway of duty, if I work till the close of the day, I shall see the great King in his beauty when I've gone the last mile of the way. And the refrain goes to say like this, when I've gone the last mile of the way, I will rest at the close of the day. And I know there are joys that await me when I've gone the last mile of the way. Isn't that wonderful this morning? I want to bring you some good news this morning, folks. I want to tell you something. The Lord knows our burdens, and He knows when they're too heavy for us. And He wants to trade us for those things and give us a song. And He wants to use our life after that, make something precious out of it. Do you know God wants to do that for you?
Yes, amen.
Do you know that this morning? I hope you do. I hope you believe it in your heart. The Lord plans to take my burden and give me a song and give me a life of duty and beauty. That's what He wants to do with us today. I want to look over at Psalms 55 and 22 before we get in to read His song there on Jesus Took My Burden. It says, Cast thy burden upon the Lord and He shall sustain thee. Listen to the words of this song. You know what cast means? Have you ever cast a fishing pole? You take it like this, and most of the time, now maybe some people fish for trout or something a different way, but most of the time I just throw it like this, and it goes. It's cast. You know what the scriptures tell us? It says, Cast thy burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. Do you know that's the word of the Lord? It is impossible for God to lie. And you know what? When we give ourselves to Him, you know what? He'll change us. And He'll never, never suffer us to be moved. If we'll walk in His ways, He will never suffer us to be moved. I want to look at this song now. I don't want to go too fast over that scripture. Folks, let's soak that up this morning. Cast thy burden upon the Lord. I don't know what your burden is this morning, but we can cast it on the Lord, and He'll sustain us. In return for our burden, He'll give us the grace and the strength and the life in here that we can make it through. The song says this. I want to read this song that they sang to us a few minutes ago. When Jesus Took My Burden, by Johnson Oakman. When I, a poor lost sinner, before the Lord did fall, and in the name of Jesus for pardon loud did call, He heard my supplication, and soon the weak was strong, for Jesus took my burden and left me with a song. Amen. Isn't that wonderful this morning? How we can trade that in like that. That's the first verse. But you know what I have found, and I really didn't know this, but I have found in talking to many people at different times that some of those rough and rugged people deep in sin, you know what? If you can ever get past that little hard face and get into that heart, you know what I've had them tell me before? I think about it every day. You ever think about eternity? You ever thought about it? And I hear them say, I think about it every day. And I'm shocked beyond measure. You mean in your situation, as hard as you seem to be? No, I don't tell them that. But that's what my mind is thinking. Shock. You think about it every day? Yes, many people do. I'm not saying everybody thinks about it every day, but folks, there's a lot of people, the Lord, when He starts getting on our trail, we can't get it off our mind, can we? It's a blessing when we think about it every day. And so that burden can be a very heavy thing. Robert said a minute ago, he said when he was not saved and go to sleep at night and wonder, you know, if the Lord comes, I'm not ready to meet Him. What kind of weight is that? You know, I haven't had that kind of weight in years. I haven't had that kind of weight. You know what? We don't have to have that kind of weight in our life. Amen. That's a heavy burden. Yes, I call that a burden. When Pilgrim's Progress was written, the writer tells us that he began his journey. In allegory, he tells the story. And he began his journey with a heavy weight upon his back. You know what that heavy weight was? He was thinking about it. He knew what was coming. He knew that if he didn't get right with God, that the end was going to be eternal damnation. And when he saw that, oh, he could hardly stand under the weight of it. But you know what? All that the Lord wants to do, He just wants us to come to Him, and He wants us to tell Him, Lord, I'm sorry. I want to change my life. And you know what He'll do? He'll take our heavy weights and He'll leave us with a song. Yes. That's what the Lord does. Yes, this morning. We can't pay enough. We can't work enough to get that. But I will tell you what we can do. We can come because of the blood that Jesus shed and His mercy and His love to you and me. We can come to Him and He'll take that burden off of our back. And He'll start changing He'll change us, our heart, right then. And you know what? From that day forward, our life will begin to change and we will grow. And the way that we were, we will begin to be more and more different. You know, isn't that an amazing thing this morning? Oh, He wants to take our sin and He wants us to be able to live a new life. From that day forward. And in that new life, He wants to cause us to be sweeter and gentler and kinder until we get to heaven. Won't that be a day? Yes, Jesus took my burden I could no longer bear. Yes, Jesus took my burden in answer to my prayer. My anxious fears subsided. My spirit was made strong. I've seen that. I've been with people and prayed with them, and I've seen the change. And I've watched the change. I've seen when people began to seek the Lord. Lord, I want the Spirit of the Lord in my life. And I have seen, I have felt the witness of the Lord and watched the change in the lives. Folks, it's a very real thing this morning. Jesus wants to take our burden.
Yes.
But that's not all. He wants to trade us something very wonderful for that burden this morning. My anxious fears subsided. My spirit was made strong, for Jesus took my burden and left me with a song. Verse 2 says, oft times, now it's a whole different picture. Here's another person. Maybe they're saved, or they are saved by the sound of it. Oft times the way is dreary, and rugged seems the roads. You know what? Life is heavy sometimes for all of us. Sometimes we have to work long hours. Sometimes we have to do things that seem to stretch us beyond what we physically, emotionally can handle. It's just life. It's life for the righteous, and it's life for the unrighteous. And so, oft times the way is dreary and rugged seems the road. Oft times I'm weak and weary when bent beneath some load. But when I cry in weakness, and here's the difference, folks, between being saved and not. But when I cry in weakness, how long, O Lord, how long? Then Jesus takes the burden and leaves me with a song. Verse 3, I have witnessed those times, folks. I have experienced that, and I know many of you have here. I remember one time, and I've told you this before, I know many of you, but I remember one time, oh, it's been about 30 years ago, the lowest point of my life, and I will tell you, I didn't know what else to do. Lord, I've gone as far as I know how to go. I've done all I can do, and I don't have any more strength left. And I don't know what to say. I don't know what to do. You know what I found? I found when I got beyond myself, the Lord was there. And you know that was one of the rocks that I pinned my life on? Because Jesus met me there, and He changed things. And He gave me a comfort that I cannot explain. I can only say, if you've ever had a hot burn and then you've had your salve put on it or something, and oh, felt so much different. That's just a little bit of what I'd like to be able to tell you happened that day. When I was crushed with sorrow, I bowed in deep despair. My load of grief and heartache seemed more than I could bear. You know what? I've experienced some grief and heartache in my life. I've lost loved ones. I've experienced defeat. I've experienced many things that sometimes I've wondered why I had to experience. But you know what? This writer says, when I was crushed with sorrow and bowed in deep despair, my load of grief and heartache seemed more than I could bear. Twas when I heard a whisper, you to the Lord belong. Then Jesus took my burden and left me with a song. I've never experienced a lot of things a lot of people have. I realize there's a lot of people that have experienced a lot deeper sorrow than I could ever in my life up to this time. I realize that. But I will tell you what I know. The depth of where we go, the Lord has plenty to go that far. And still trade us out with a song. Amen. And so we come to the fourth verse. And it says, I'll trust Him for the further. He knoweth all the way. For with His eye He'll guide me along life's pilgrim way. And I will tell in heaven while ages roll along how Jesus took my burden. Amen. And praise left Lord. Me with a song. Praise the Lord this morning. You know what, folks? We can live in fear if we want to, but we don't have to. Because Jesus will take that burden. Has He ever not been willing to take burdens of the past? He's always been willing to take mine. He hadn't always explained everything to me. There's been a few things I wanted an explanation for. He never gave me one. But I will tell you what He gave me. He gave me grace to go on. He gave me a song instead, and He built my life. And I thank God for that this morning. Oh, this morning I just want to share this little bit of good news. Jesus wants to take our burden, folks. We're all at different places. I think this song kind of covers pretty much all of them in some form or another. And we're all somewhere along that way. But I want to tell you something. Wherever you are, that's where Jesus wants to meet you. In 1 Peter 5 and 7, he says, casting all your care upon Him, for He careth for you. Do we know that this morning? Do we know that He cares for us? I want to tell you something. Get to know the Lord. Start crying out to Him, Lord, if You're really that real, would You let me know? Lord, if You're really that real, would You draw me into that place? And He says here, just cast all your care upon Him, for He careth for you. Folks, when you have it revealed in your heart and life by personal experiences that He cares for you, He cares for you. He'll take those things that we give Him and change them around, won't He? He cares for us this morning. Matthew 11 and 28. Come unto Me, He says, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. That's the promise of the Lord Himself. He said these words, come unto Me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take My yoke upon you and learn of Me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For My yoke is easy and My burden is light. Now whose yoke is that? He said, My yoke. His yoke is easy and His burden is light. When we bear things we don't have to, it's not the Lord's burden. The Lord wants to leave us with a song. Folks, we don't get close enough to Him many times. We don't humble ourselves enough and cry out to Him, Lord, You're all I have. I don't know what else to do. I'm Yours. I'm going to live for You because I know that You're going to come through for me. Do you know this morning, we come to the Lord like that, you'll find out that He'll take your burden and He will give you rest for it. You know what a yoke is this morning? We don't use yokes so much anymore in America, do we? In the U.S. But that's where two cattle or two whatever animals, they had a harness. And it was a piece of wood. And on the underneath side it had a curve out on each side. And one curve went around one animal's head and the other went around the other neck. Or however it was there. And you know what? They were yoked together. And they couldn't get apart. Folks, I want to tell you something. And I know this to be true. We are afraid to yoke up with the Lord many times. We're afraid to really go His way and take His way. And so we keep going our way and we blame it on the Lord. And we say, He hasn't made my way easy. He hasn't taken my burden, folks. When you yoke up with the Lord and you walk His way, I want to tell you something. He'll take your burden and He'll leave you with a song. I've seen so many times and so many places when people have cried out to the Lord with all their heart Lord, I'm bound. I don't know what to do. I need help. Have mercy. You know what? When we get to the point we really want it that bad, we're going to find it. And what we'll find is that Jesus will take our burden and He'll leave us with peace. And He'll give us something completely different. And this goes for all of our life. The Lord doesn't take an area of our life and say that doesn't apply. I know my brother Dan has had a plenty of affliction in his life. But I want to tell you something. You should hear him begin to tell of all that God has done in his heart and in his life. You should hear. He told me a story one time that he had an affliction on him and it was unbearable. And finally one night he was just like, he got up in the middle and I can't take this. Lord, You got to help me. Have mercy. You know the Lord touched him that night. That night the Lord touched him and took that away. Do you know that sometimes we say, well, why do you have to, why couldn't he have just touched him the first prayer he said? Well, you know what you would say and I would say? Well, maybe it just went away. But you know what? It didn't just go away. He had a problem and the Lord met him and changed it. And I know I've told you all a lot of times, but I had a problem. I couldn't breathe at night. I kept waking up dreaming that I was drowning. And nights were awful many times. Awful, I will say. And you know, one night the Lord just impressed me to come forward and be prayed for. And just in a local Wednesday night prayer meeting, and the Lord healed me right there. Do you know God does that? But I'd had it for a year and a half. Why did I have to bear with it? I want to tell you something. No one can tell me there's not a God. It was worth that. There isn't any way around building faith like that, folks. And we shortcut God's ability to do that many times. I want to challenge us this morning. Seek the Lord and let Him be real in your life. I'll read some more here. Exodus 5 and 3. I want to read a little story back there that most of us know well. It just reminds me of the devil and his way. But it also reminds me of what God does. Exodus 5 and 3 to 9. And they said, the God of the Hebrews hath met with us. This was Moses and Aaron went to Pharaoh the king. And the Jews were in bondage at that time. They were slaves in Egypt and they were abusing them. And they said, the God of the Hebrews has met with us. Let us go, we pray thee, 3 days' journey into the desert and sacrifice unto the Lord our God, lest he fall upon us with pestilence or with the sword. And the king of Egypt said unto them, wherefore do ye, Moses and Aaron, let the people from their works? Get you unto your burdens. They were slaves. They were ill-treated. And when they wanted free from them, what did their master say? Get to your burdens. But that's not all he said. And Pharaoh said, behold, the people of the land now are many, and you make them rest from their burdens. And Pharaoh commanded the same day the taskmasters of the people and their officers, saying, ye shall no more give the people straw to make brick as heretofore. Let them go and gather straw for themselves. And the tail of the bricks which they did make heretofore, ye shall lay upon them. Ye shall not diminish aught thereof, for they be idle. Therefore they cry, saying, let us go and sacrifice unto the Lord our God. If you look on down to 14, I won't read the whole thing. And the officers of the children of Israel, which Pharaoh's taskmasters had set over them, were beaten and demanded, wherefore have you not fulfilled your task in making brick both yesterday and today as heretofore? Do you get the picture here? These people wanted free from their slavery. And they just simply wanted to go 3 days into the wilderness to worship the Lord. But you know that made their taskmaster angry. And he said, from now on, it's going to be worse, a lot worse. Instead of just making the bricks, you're going to gather your own materials for the bricks, at least the straw. And so they went all through the land gathering up stubble and straw and anything they could find. But you know what? They couldn't find enough. Pharaoh knew they wouldn't be able to find enough. So he said, you beat their task. You beat those, the officers of the children of Israel. You beat them. You tell them, get with it. You work harder. You know, that's the way of the devil and of sin this morning. Many times we want free, but the taskmaster, see, at first it was real good down there, but that didn't work out for so long. After a while, it got bad. And then their taskmaster, well, let me be free. I mean, I didn't come down here for this. Oh, no. No, it's going to be worse than ever for you. You know what? That's what I've got you as a slave. You're bound now. You're going to be mine. You know what? That sounds like the devil to me. But I want to tell you something. The Lord stepped in, didn't He? After a while. And how do we know it was God? It got bad enough that it couldn't have been anything but God. And God began to work miracles for them. Folks, there's some of you sitting here that God has done that for this morning. The Lord wants to work for us like that. Just a couple other places here. Psalm 37 and 3-5. I know many of us know this psalm well. And it's a beautiful psalm. But listen to the words. 37 and 3. Trust in the Lord and do good. So shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and He shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in Him, and He shall bring it to pass. You know what that word commit means? Yes, many of us know. It means, if you go back to the Greek, the very word means to roll. Roll away or roll down. Run down, seek occasion, trust. This word, Clark says, commit thy way unto the Lord, roll thy way upon the Lord. Probably a metaphor taken from the camel, who lies down till his load be rolled upon him. He shall bring it to pass, he will work. Trust God and He will work for thee. Commit thy way to the Lord. Commit the future with our plans, hopes, dreams, our fears and disappointments. Commit everything about our way, our path to the Lord. He wants to carry it for us. Now, not all of that was Clark's, but you know what? This morning, I just want to encourage us. Roll your burden on the Lord, folks. It's too big for us. We can't carry the heavy wood down out of the mountains, much less carry it back up. We need the Lord to do that. What about the burden that we got? We read four verses in that song. One of them started out the burden of sin on our back. Another was the burden of the weights of problems of life and griefs and troubles. One of them was fears of the future. And we find those things very real, don't we? I want to encourage us today. Oh, don't carry our burdens today. Start crying out to the Lord. I didn't know God was like, I didn't know what God was like. When I was young, I was just trying to do all the right things and I did so many wrong things too. And I found when I started meeting people that really knew the Lord, I want to tell you, things began to change for me. And I began to call upon that God. Lord, I want that in my life. Lord, I want Your will in my life. I want You to work in my life. And I want to tell you something. God met me and changed my life so radically and so much. I've never forgot those times when the Lord met me early on there. There was especially, I was crying out to Him, Lord, I want to be filled with Your Spirit. I want to know You. I want to know Your will. And I want to tell you, the Lord can meet us in such a way that it'll carry us. But we've got to call out to Him. We've got to roll our burden upon Him. I want to encourage you this morning, roll your burden on the Lord, folks. Be careful for nothing. That means don't worry. But in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. This is Philippians 4 and 6 to 13. I printed the scripture out here. And the peace of God which passeth all understanding shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, and it goes on to talk about thinking on things that we should think about. That takes an effort, doesn't it? And then it goes on down. I'll skip all of that. You can read it later if you want to. Verse 11 says, not that I speak in respect of want, for I have learned in whatsoever state I am therewith to be content. You know why Paul learned to be content? He learned that God was in complete control. And when he really believed that, and when he really watched God work in his life, and he really gave his life to God, do you know that he said, I've learned whatever state I am, therewith to be content. I know both how to be abased, and I know how to abound. He wasn't boasting unrighteously in that, folks. He simply found something that he knew these people needed to. And he said, I know how to go to the bottom and still have faith and confidence in God and still be contented in my heart. And he said, I know how to abound. When I get up on top, I don't leave God behind because I know He is my God. Everywhere and in all things, I am instructed both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. He said He's instructed still to abound and to suffer need. Yes, we're going to suffer need sometimes, folks. The Lord, it's needful. It's needful for the world to see the light that we have. If we never suffer need, they won't believe it when God supplies. But I will tell you, when they see the workings of the Spirit of the Lord working in our lives, it is very convincing to those that know it up close. Now I want to encourage us this morning. Let's give our burden to Jesus today. I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. That's what the scripture ends with there. I can do all things. Can I? Oh, I'm not strong enough for that. I know. We got to get Jesus to help us with it. We got to give Him our burden. We got to give Him our need. We got to give Him our shortcomings and our troubles. We got to give Him our fears and our anxieties. And He can take those things and trade us out for a song. You pray for me.
Yes, amen.